This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color on a Thursday morning from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to our great network of radio stations all across the country. And thank you very much for all the stations that are picking us up. We'll have more news about more affiliates here in another day or two. And also, a big shout out to our military men and women listening to us tonight, wherever you're listening to us from, both here in the United States and overseas via the satellite. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, especially our first responders, all the people that answer the alarm bells, all the people that are out there working, doing whatever kind of work you're doing, thank you very much for tuning in and listening to us. Now, we want to get a hold of Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, who's here right now, because we got a lot to talk about tonight, Kyle.
That's right, Captain.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had another debate, night number two. We knew that everybody was going to kind of tee off on Joe Biden, right?
They did. That's right. Yeah.
Yep. And we knew we were going to hear some outlandish things from the group that was up there, because I think this group tonight was probably more to the left than the group last night. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, you had Warren and Bernie Sanders the night before. They're pretty far left, but they seem to not want to go against one another too much. But I think you're right, Captain. In last night's debate with Biden and Kamala Harris and others, we did seem to see a much more progressive and far left agenda being offered than we did before. And it got me to thinking. I'm really curious to know why some of these Democrat candidates somehow believe that the nation is going that far left, because I don't think the nation truly is, but the Democrat Party certainly seems to be, and that's one of the reasons why they did want to tee off at Joe Biden the entire night.
Now, did you hear the word racism used again last night?
Well, sure, yeah.
All right, well, listen to this. This was The View yesterday, and them talking about the first night, and this kind of says it all.
I don't understand the difference between racism and bigotry, that black people can be bigoted like anybody else.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about racism in this country, until black people are running everything...
We can't hold.
One shining moment...
And until there are no systems in place.
And the systems are what we're talking about. And they just went after me, and I wanted to clarify that for people who don't understand the concept of racism.
But that's the very definition of racism.
It's a kind. It's practiced in the... here, I'll read it to you.
Yes.
It's a form of racism expressed in the practice of social and political institutions reflected in disparities regarding wealth, income, criminal justice, employment, housing, health care, political power, and education, among other factors.
Now, that was what their definition of the situation was when it came to racism and all that sort of stuff. Kind of tells it all, and they said, until black people run it all, there won't be any racism.
Well, you know, what we see from...
That statement by itself, let me interject for a minute. That statement by itself was a racist statement.
Well, of course, because it's being put out there it not to generate any kind of healing in our society, our culture, our country, what have you. It's not designed to create any kind of healing or bringing together. It is simply designed to exacerbate the existing race tensions that are already there. And, you know, Captain, I think so many Americans, most Americans, in my view, are live and let live. They don't really care what color people are. They do what Martin Luther King talked about, the idea of judging people on their behavior, content of their character, not the color of their skin. But it is the far left in this country that wants to capitalize on race hatred, racial tensions, and so forth, because it's a basis for their political power. And shame on them for doing that, because it goes, and talk about the most un-American thing you can do, that's it.
Well, there seem to be lockstep on that, because that seems to be what they think is a winning issue, and they're trying to bring it up again. And, of course, this time last night, the crew that was up there, night number two, they actually went after Barack Obama. By talking about, they mentioned several times, several of them, well, the policies for the past 10 years have gotten us to where we are now, and we need to change the mood. We need to go back to the fundamentals of America and this, that, and the other. I heard that said by Booker, and I think Kamala Harris said it too. But the fact of the matter is, that includes Barack Obama's term in office.
Yeah, isn't that something? And the very fact that if Barack Obama was on that stage last night, well, they would have been going after him.
You bet they would have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In other words, and Barack Obama represented a major departure from most typical American policies and so forth, talked about the fundamental change of America, but even that isn't quite far enough for Booker and Harris and some of these others.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, we're fixing to get ready to take a break here. But when we come back, we are definitely going to have just one more little short discussion about this, because most Americans, okay, oppose the far-left Democratic agenda. And of all places to hear that yesterday, Kyle, I've got the clip with Brian Williams and Steve Kornacki, who were talking about this, and we'll play that when we come back, because this is from MSNBC, of all people, saying that the most Americans do not want this far-left agenda. So hold that thought. And folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with pain and you've got nagging pain you had for a while and you're taking the Aleve, you're taking the Buprin, you're taking the ibuprofen, whatever it is you're taking, or if you're taking narcotics to try to ease it, I may have a way to help you with an all-natural supplement called Relief Factor, because I have arthritis, and for about 10 years I had to take Mobic and Flexeril. It had some side effects with it, and I didn't care for the side effects. And one day I said, "Nope, that's it. I'm done. I'm not taking it. Don't want to go through this again." And I had a doctor's appointment that same day, and I said, "Okay, I guess the strongest stuff I can take that's not prescription is Aleve, right?" And they said, "Well, yeah, sort of." I said, "Okay, how many of those can I take a day?" And they said, "Well, with food, you can take as many as 6. Don't take any more because it's liable to cause bleeding." I said, "Oh, wonderful." So I did that for a little while. And then all of a sudden, I'm driving along listening to my buddy Mike Gallagher on the radio, and I hear the word Relief Factor pop up. So I listened to it, and I took advantage of it, and I got the 3-week quick start. It cost me $19.95 then, 3 years ago. Still costs the same now. If you want it sent to you quicker, obviously there's a charge to do that. It runs about $28, $29 if you want to get it like next day or however they do it, but it's quicker that way. But anyway, I ordered the Relief Factor, and my problems have ended. Now, the other day, I had a little bit of a problem with the rain because arthritis kicks in and it gets worse, you know, when it gets really damp and whatnot. So I had to take a third pack instead of the 2 packs that I'm taking a day, and it just cut it. I just stopped aching. My wrist that I'd broken, my shoulder that I'd broken, my leg that I'd broken, my ankle that had been replaced, my back that has been fused, all of that stuff, it just stopped aching with the third bag. So there you go. There's 4 pills in a little plastic thing that they give you. But anyway, Try the 3-week start, quick start plan and see what it does for you. $19.95. Go to the relieffactor.com/captain website, relieffactor.com/captain website. And believe me, it worked for me and hopefully it'll work for you. And take it the way it's instructed to take it. Don't just, you know, say, well, I'm going to take a pack and see what happens. No, 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 no. Take it exactly the way it tells you to, and then you'll know what'll happen at the end of 3 weeks. So it's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, Brian Williams, of all people yesterday, was interviewing Steve Kornacki. And I'm not sure who he is, but Steve Kornacki talked about, with Brian Williams, the fact that most Americans oppose the far-left Democratic policy proposals, and it's a significant number. It's 41% favor, 54% don't. And here is the audio of that conversation.
Steve Kornacki standing by at the board with how the numbers may back up what we saw tonight.
Yeah, interesting that dynamic. You're talking about sort of the moderate candidates going after Warren, going after Sanders, and even sounding that alarm potentially about electability. We've got some new data that's out recently that measures some of these issues that came up, where Democratic voters are, the folks who are going to vote in the primary versus where general election voters are. There are some interesting divides here. This question of Medicare for all without private insurance. That was a major part of this debate tonight. You see, Democratic voters, more than 2-1 support this. 64% support, 31% opposed. Ask the same question to all Americans, general election voters, the folks who vote in November, very different story. 41% say it's a good idea. A majority, 54%, say it's a bad idea. How about this one? How about decriminalizing border crossings? That obviously came up again tonight, as it did the first debate. Democrats are split on this question. 45 support, 47 opposed. How about all voters, general election voters, overwhelming opposition on that, 27-66. Another issue you heard about, this is national health insurance. Should there be a program that makes it available to undocumented immigrants? Again, among Democrats, basically 2-1 that proposition, 60-32 among general election voters, complete opposite. And one more that came up late in the night, that question of reparations payments amongst Democrats, 46 support, 40% say bad idea. Among all voters, again, 27-62. So you see those sort of moderate candidates. This is what they're trying to express on that stage. But when the energy on the Democratic side is somewhere else, that's the power behind those comebacks that you heard from Warren and Sanders.
Isn't that something?
That's very, very interesting, and it puts the Democrats into a real sticky wicket. How do they actually nominate somebody who would have a ghost of a chance of winning in November?
And the people that actually vote do not support this agenda.
No, that's exactly right. That's why you get this weird feeling that the Democrat elites or the Democrat nominees and so forth, that they're just trying to sort of force this agenda
onto
the American people. And honestly, they're not doing it very well. They're not really selling it. It's hard to try to explain, you know, I guess why somehow a government healthcare system completely administered by the government is going to be better than having private insurance or having that, at least that option, which is the thing that Joe Biden talks about. But I think they're just willing to sacrifice everything at this point, Captain, for some kind of ideological purity, it would seem, and that could be their undoing.
Well, Beto O'Rourke was told by a couple of candidates the night prior and the morning after, a couple more, that he should really pack up his bags and go back to El Paso. But here's one of the reasons why. Listen to what he had to say. This is unbelievable, but not for Beto.
Congressman O'Rourke,
I've listened to scientists on this, and they're very clear. We don't have more than 10 years to get this right, and we won't meet that challenge with half steps or half measures or only half the country. We've got to bring everyone in. The people of Detroit and those that I listened to in Flint last week, they want the challenge. They want those jobs. They want to create the future for this country and the world. Those community college students that I met in Tucumcari, New Mexico, understand that wind and solar jobs are the fastest growing jobs in the country. And those farmers in Iowa say, pay me for the environmental services of planting cover crops and keeping more land in conservation easements. That's how we meet the challenge. We do it with everyone in this country. We bring everyone into the solution.
Now, last night, or I'm sorry, the night before last, the first debate of the week, first night, Tuesday night, right?
Right.
There was a lot of flatulence on the stage.
Right.
Last night, it was like somebody just left the air that was there from the night before, and it was to the point to where you needed a gas mask. Because I'm telling you, these people don't get it, okay? What happens when you don't have any wind? What happens when it rains for a week or two? What happens when you get, oh gosh, a snowstorm in the wintertime that snows for 3 or 4 days? What happens then?
Yeah, how can people heat their houses? Right, when something like that happens. Well, you know, it is really interesting, Captain, because one of the terms that was talked about tonight, percentages, was the relatively low percentage that the United States actually contributes, evidently, to the global warming gases or what have you. And so my question is, to all these different candidates, let's just suppose you could turn off all fossil fuels, all whatever it is that they think is the problem in the United States, but that leaves China and Russia and many different countries all around the globe. Now, how are we going to make sure that they turn all that off, too? Because even if we turned it all off, the impression I get is that it still won't make any difference unless you have, and I understand about the Paris Climate Accords and so forth, but are these candidates, as president, are they willing to threaten other countries to do what's right? Because if the world only has 10 years left, right, 10 or 12, depending if you talk to Beto or AOC, I guess, you know, what are they willing to go to the mat on this? And, of course, they will talk about that because it's all political.
Well, the debate Tuesday night had one of the lowest, if not the lowest, numerical rating numbers of all the debates that they've ever had, ever. And it was CNN's, one of their lowest nights of ratings ever, the first night. Last night, I'm going to guess they probably had a little better ratings because they had Biden and they had Harris and they had Booker and they knew that they were going to go back and forth at it, which they did. They didn't disappoint anybody. And I would say they were the most contentious last night is what they had been so far. Biden was on better on his A game last night instead of where he was the first time around. But still, okay, debates. I can remember the numbers for the Fox debates when they had them. You remember those?
Right, yeah.
They were off the chart.
Yep.
So nobody's watching CNN, which doesn't make me mad, because of all the fake news that they've had. Now it's like, what's the point? And, of course, we are, after all, talking about Democrats.
Well, right, and there was a lot of criticism about the way the CNN host sort of handled the whole thing, especially on the first night. We'll see what comes of this one. But,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we've got a report. It's yet to be confirmed, but we've got a report that from three different intel officials that the son of Osama bin Laden has been killed in Pakistan in what's believed to have been a strike against him. Now, nobody's saying who did it or how it was done, but we'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The 10 Democratic presidential candidates stated their cases to begin the second round of debates in Detroit. They all spoke of President Trump. Senator Kamala Harris.
I am prepared to march with you, to fight with you for the best of who we are and to successfully prosecute the case of 4 more years of Donald Trump.
Joe Biden pointed out the diversity of the candidates, saying, "This is America, and we are great because of this diversity."
So, Mr. President, let's get something straight. We love it. We are not leaving it. We are here to stay, and we're certainly not going to leave it to you.
Senator Cory Booker presented a need for Democratic unity.
This pitting against progressives, against moderates, saying one is unrealistic and the other doesn't care enough, that to me is dividing our party and demoralizing us in face of the real enemy here.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Let me tell you about GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble radio host. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, including the car or the truck that you drive, along with the motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, or snowmobile that you ride on, too. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance also through your GEICO insurance agency. So, check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Type in your zip code. You'll find out where your local agent is. Or I guess you can look in the phone book if you have one of those. People still do have phone books. And if you can't do that, then just do a simple internet search. But don't use Google, because Google spies on you. So there you go. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. And Kyle, the report, and I'm going to read the headline. The report reads, Bin Laden's son Hamza is dead. The officials, three of them, three different intel officials, said that they could not provide details of how Hamza bin Laden died or if the U.S. played a role in it. It's unclear if Washington has confirmed his death. Now, no one has officially confirmed his death, and the president yesterday, when asked about it, wouldn't answer one way or the other.
That's exactly right. So they're probably looking at some, you know, the evidence of this, trying to make a confirmation. But one thing that we seem to be able to infer here is that this wasn't any kind of operation that was very recent in the last several days or week or month, this kind of thing. This may have been an operation that was could have been almost 2 years ago that may have been going on.
Or well, he hasn't been seen or heard from in 2 years, and right about that time we had a report of a strike taking out some leaders of Al-Qaeda in Pakistan, and what they're speculating is that Hamza might have been one of them, and it's taken a while for the DNA to be identified because apparently they obliterated wherever it was that they were at.
Right, exactly. So they probably had some sort of actionable intelligence, and they were able to conduct the strike, and now over time they're able to try to put together the picture of whom was truly present there at the time. So very interesting, and of course Hamza, he was with his father Osama bin Laden just before the September 11th.
Yeah, they sent him away just before that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
And they sent him to Iran.
Right. Right, yeah. And so at some point, he may have, it was thought that he might have gone to Pakistan, where bin Laden was finally killed, but I don't believe that, we know that for sure, that he ever went there.
Right. Now, Bernie Sanders has said that the Dems are going to lose the election if they become obsessed with Trump. Wait a minute. Aren't they already?
Well, isn't it Donald Trump 24/7 every single thing?
How many times did you hear Donald Trump's name mentioned last night?
Well, I don't know, many, many times.
100?
Yeah. Yeah, well, because it's all about Trump. And it's interesting because even if you go back with even the Republican challengers for the 2016 nomination, it was all Trump all the time. And I began to think that as soon as a candidate tried to somehow demonstrate they were an expert on all things Trump, they always seemed to just drop like a rock at that
point. Yeah, well, remember David Axelrod?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to what he had to say.
You said something interesting, which was, it isn't good enough to argue that the country doesn't want this. It does seem, if you're running for president, that you ought to take into consideration what the country wants. And the fact is, large numbers of people oppose the Medicare for All proposal if it replaces private insurance. That, we've seen it in poll after poll after poll. A large number of people in this country do not believe the border should be decriminalized. A large number of people in this country don't believe that undocumented immigrants should qualify for public...
But those numbers actually are squishier if you're able to have the conversation with the voters.
Yes, the numbers are very... They come across...
We have time to do that.
I honestly appreciate your feelings about these issues, and I'm very passionate about health care myself. I was in the White House when we fought just to get the Affordable Care Act. Couldn't get a public option. So Bernie Sanders was there. He knows that.
Yep.
Well, right. Well, that's right. Yeah, most people across the United States, Republican or Democrat, have these sort of similar views on what Axelrod's talking about there. And I frankly don't know what the selling point is of somehow the government taking over every single aspect of your health care. Every single man, woman, and child in this country, it would be up to the government somehow, aka the, you know, just for the lack, for a comparison, the DMV, you know, sort of treatment of health care would just be terrible. And but yet a lot of these candidates, they have a very elitist view. They believe that they know what's best for you. And you know, Captain, it's interesting because they talk about the Republicans want to take away this and want to take away that. That's really a talking point from their perspective, because
they're the ones that want to do the taking away.
Well, exactly. See,
they want to charge you four times more than what it's supposed to be to get what they want to give you that everybody's going to get for free. Well, somebody's going to pay for it, but it's not going to be you. Really?
Right. Well, exactly. And, you know, I don't worry every day, what is Trump going to take away from me today? Actually, I'm thinking about what the opportunities are that we have as Americans. But yet there are a group of people in the political far left who actually do want to take away things from you.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know the name Chris Kelly?
It's a little bit familiar, but...
Well, everybody in the country will soon know the name of Chris Kelly, who's collected 11 military medals as a 27-year veteran of the U.S. Army, Master Sergeant, and Army Reserves, and clocked more than 36,000 hours patrolling the Minnesota streets as a 20-year veteran of the Minneapolis Police Force. He now has his sights set on knocking Ilhan Omar from her seat representing Minnesota's 5th Congressional District in 2020. And she has got a challenger who not only is a celebrated and highly decorated Iraq War veteran, but also is a highly decorated police officer running against her.
Wow, very, very interesting. And, you know, I would go right back to David Axelrod's comments just a few moments ago. And that is, it's not about being anti-Omar, per se, but it's about saying, hey, what will I do as an actual representative of this district and actually do things that actual members of Congress
do? And here is what has been said by him and noticed by people in Minneapolis. This longtime police officer, Chris Kelly, has been in her neighborhood for a number of years patrolling, and he decided that he needed to do more than just to bemoan what he perceived as a shocking trivialization of a terrorist attack that tore through the fabric of his beloved country. When she said, back in March, she described the September 11th attacks in New York City as just some people did something.
Some people did something. I mean, can you imagine that? How
I can imagine that. I was madder than a firecracker.
Yeah, well, it's disrespectful. It shows either a fundamental misunderstanding or fundamental contempt or dismissal of what happened. And how horrible is that?
Well, his name is Chris Kelly. He is running. He's a police officer. He's going to take a leave of absence, I understand. And then he's got 27 years in the United States Army as a master sergeant. He's had two tours overseas in the War on Terror. He's been a reservist for the last several years. And he is going to be running against Ilhan Omar. And by the way, in his view, Chris Kelly's view, he says, Congresswoman Omar has devoted way too much time to crafting her celebrity than on the service to the community, which he insists he will serve honorably if elected.
Well, hear, hear, because he's exactly on point with that. I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, that's exactly what she's done. She's some sort of Twitter star or something, but not acting like a member of Congress.
Right. And again, Chris Kelly, folks, is the man's name. Chris Kelly, going to be running against Ilhan Omar. We want to get behind him. You're not going to hear anybody talking about him. The mainstream media should have been talking about him because this is a major story. You're not going to hear anybody talking about him. He is an American hero running against Ilhan Omar, who to me, my way of thinking, is a disgrace to not only the Congress of the United States, but to the United States of America for her conduct, which I believe is conduct unbecoming. Never mind Donald Trump. Her conduct is unbecoming of a member of Congress.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's breaking up the squad.
Yeah, you could call it that.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. I'll be coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a look at the highways and byways. And good morning, Catwoman and Road Dog. Travel safe.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes, open wide. I just passed the Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home.
righty, that's Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road, and he's going to make it home tonight, and that's good for him. And by the way, to all you guys and gals that are out there, if you're headed home for the weekend, from being out on the highway, you take it careful, chuck it safe, and we're going to tell you all about the things that are going on right now, if you will, because we have definitely got some weather to talk about tonight. Now, locally heavy rainfall is expected for the next few days across parts of the Central Plains into the mid and lower Mississippi Valley, from possible organized showers and thunderstorms near a stalled front. And we'll get to that in a minute. Now, precipitation amounts of 1 to 5 inches of rain is possible through Sunday from southeastern Nebraska to portions of Arkansas, along with excessive rainfall and flash flooding threats all through that area. Now, we've got a low pressure system right now in South Florida that's bringing rain to the Keys and to South Florida, just about all the way up to Lake Okeechobee. And that could make things interesting down there for the next day or two, as the showers that are there, and I was just looking down there in the Straits of Florida, the showers down there were kind of moving in. It looked like a front that was coming in from this low pressure system that's down there. It's not a depression. It's not a tropical depression, but it's close. It's close. Instead, it's just a low pressure system. So South Florida tonight, south of Fort Myers, south of Lake Okeechobee, you got rain on the way, if it's not already raining, all the way down to the Keys tonight. All right, now let's talk about the rest of Florida as we go up the East Coast. Coming up out of Florida on I-95, you're looking good north all the way up to Maine. I don't see anything weather-wise to bother you, except for maybe some scorching hot temperatures up along Philadelphia, New York City, maybe into Providence, Rhode Island, maybe up into Boston, but that's about it. And I-75 northbound, weather-wise, you're looking good all the way up to Detroit and beyond. I-77 looking good, I-79 looking good, I-81 looking good, I-87 looking good, I-91, 93 all looking good too. And we'll go a little further. We'll go over here now to east of the Mississippi River, Alabama, northbound on up all the way to Chicago, looking good there. I-65, I-59, I-57, I-55. Now, to the west of the Mississippi River, Arkansas in particular, Missouri in particular, the northeastern corner of Oklahoma, the eastern part of Kansas, you've got rain right now. It's the series of showers we've been talking about with the stalled front that's right there. And from the southeastern corner of Nebraska to the northwestern corner of Missouri, and all the way down the western side of Missouri to the northern part of Arkansas, northwest part of Arkansas, and that would include the east of Tulsa, let's see, Joplin's included in this, Springfield's included in this, Branson's included with this, and then the rain goes straight north all the way to the Iowa line. And then more rain to the west, northwest of, northwest Nebraska and northeastern Wyoming and Rapid City, South Dakota. You're getting rain there in the southwestern and south central part of South Dakota tonight. And that is all part of this stalled front that's right there. And you do have some flash flood watches and warnings and advisories in those areas I told you about. Now, going out to the central part of Montana tonight, you've got some conditions up there where you could have some thunderstorms brewing during the course of the night, early morning hours out there in Montana. Also, the eastern part of Washington State, same scenario. You've got some weather coming in off the Pacific Ocean up there off Seattle that will be bringing possibly some showers to the area in the next day or so. And then down in the Medford, Oregon area again, you've got the poor air quality advisory there. You've got in the northeastern corner of California, which would be from about Auburn, California, up to Donner and Lake Tahoe and Truckee. Right now you've got a fire watch advisory, very dry up through there. And going down into Arizona from Phoenix over to Tucson and about up to about the 3,000-foot level headed towards Flagstaff on I-17, you've got a poor air quality advisory there as well. And that's about all that I see that's going to bother you in the way of weather tonight out on the highways and byways. And that's what we know about so far. So when you're traveling, you're looking good in most of the other areas as of the moment. Now, the Truckers Highway Report is always brought to you by our friends at Pilot and Flying J. And remember, Pilot and Flying J is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Many of you might remember the pilots from the old days when they were strictly fast service, pull-in, self-service, get your diesel, grab a cup of coffee, grab a soda, grab a hot dog, because they always had the hot dogs on those rotisseries there, so you can grab one of them, bag of chips, and boom, you're out the door and on your way. And that's about all they had. Well, now in a Pilot or a Flying J, you're going to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway. Could find a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, or even a full-service, full restaurant setup for Dunkin' Donuts. It's not just donuts anymore. They've got breakfast sandwiches. They've got lunch and dinner sandwiches there, too. They've also got some light meals for you there. Anybody that just about anything for anybody. But you'll find this at the Pilots and the Flying J's. The bigger Flying J's around the bigger cities, you're apt to not only find a nice sit-down restaurant like Denny's, Huddle House, or Moe's Southwest Grill, but also find one of the fast food places there, like a Taco Bell or a Subway or a Pizza Hut or maybe an Arby's or a Dairy Queen or a Wendy's or a McDonald's, one of those places, because the larger truck stops have them. But the travel centers, which includes the Pilots, because a lot of the Pilots now are travel centers, truck stops, because when they took over the other truck stop chain that they acquired, they used their travel centers to make them into Pilots. So you had big truck parking lots, you had Catskills, you had your permits you could get there for your oversize, overheight, overwidth, overweight loads. Trip packs there to be able to send your loads information in to get them so you get paid during by the end of the week. Truck washes close by, audiobook rentals, pay phones, high-speed kiosk, internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry to get your clothes taken care of, showers, game rooms, wireless internet both inside and outside in the parking lot. So if you were in your truck with a laptop, guess what? You had yourself some internet service. And then, of course, they had the lounges with the big-screen televisions as well for the drivers. All things at your Pilot and Flying J truck stops. And again, like I said, like I'll keep saying, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because a lot of people remember the Pilots from the old days and what they were all about. And it's a whole different story right now. Now, coming up after the news, hour number two, Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor, will be with us. And I believe she's doing giving everybody a howdy-howdy tonight out there. And, yeah, we got everybody in the, on the online tonight. The whole crew is there. I see you. And we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.